I've been thinking a lot recently about myself, about love, about us. I love you, but I don't know how to define this love. Wait, let me finish. This isn't a breakup. I just want you to know how I feel. Some days I feel like I don't know if I want to be held by you each night or if I just want to sit on the couch and watch TV until 3 a.m. I don't know. I don't know if you're the one for me and I'm the one for you. But this thing, it worked. This life thing, it worked. I love you so much. And what we have right now, it's barely fathomable to me. You make me so happy, and I make you happy. I could tell the story of us over and over and over. I could, but I won't. Because honestly, it's not even interesting. We're not star-crossed lovers. The world isn't pushing us apart. And we could say that it is. We could let ourselves be victims to the hand that life has given us. You could say that what we have is futile because it'll end. Or we could just let ourselves enjoy what we have and enjoy it to the fullest. There used to be so many voices in my head that told me that if something wouldn't end well, that I shouldn't do it. But fuck that. We're young. I'm not looking for the love of my life right now. I'm looking for peace. I'm looking for happiness, and that's exactly what you give me. We're just two people who love each other. Not madly, not obsessively. Hell, I know that at any point you can make the decision to turn away from me and be okay with that. It would hurt a little bit at first, but in the long run, I know that I can always look back and still be happy. I've tried to define love before. I've tried to define being in love before. But the more I dwell on it, the more I'm realizing that all it is happiness. It's drawing pure happiness from someone. Love at its most base is not passion. It isn't fiery or churning. It doesn't hurt. Whatever love has caused wars, hardship, or death in the past, that wasn't love. That was corruption hiding behind a mask of humanity. Love feels good. Love is good. Love is happiness. You. You are happiness. Thank you. Thank you for making my heart flutter with joy. Thank you for giving me goosebumps. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for being exactly who you are. You have affected my life in so many ways. You have helped me figure out what love is. You have shown me parts of myself that I didn't know that I had. You've awoken a beautiful side to who I am. Someone that I can love. Someone who finds it easy to love. Someone who is excited to experience all that life has in store for them. And that side of myself has been there for a very, very long time. But they went away. I remember the first time that this side of me woke up. I was younger. I remember walking home from school one day and just realizing that I was genuinely happy. After a while, I came down from that high. And since then, whenever I experience that rush of joy, I savor it for as long as I can. Because there was a long, long time when that joy was dormant. That side of me was repressed, and I forgot about it. But then you happened. And it was slow at first. But that side of me has woken up again. The world seems more vivid. I feel at peace. And I know that I keep saying it. But I feel happy. And I'm savoring it. And even when we're done, I'll still be able to keep that. Just because you're gone, that doesn't mean you're going to take everything you've given me. And of course, that goes both ways. Whenever I leave, I want you to keep whatever I've given to you. I want you to keep my happiness, and I'll keep yours. We've got a good thing, and I don't want to complicate that. So for now, I love you. I love you. I really, really love you.